The nonpartisan office responsible for analyzing the state budget disagrees with the Bullock administration as to how much Medicaid expansion would cost Montana. The governor's office is counting more than $100 million of new federal dollars for the Children's Health Insurance Program as cost savings of expansion. The Legislative Fiscal Division argues Montana would get that money whether the state passes Medicaid expansion or not. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
Expanding the Medicaid program as part of the Federal Affordable Care Act is optional for states. Republican majorities in the Montana legislature decided not to in 2013. Lawmakers will face that choice again next year. And finances will be a huge component of that decision. Is Medicaid expansion a good business move for the state budget? And looking at the numbers, you will get two very different perspectives based on whom you ask. The governor's perspective presents Medicaid expansion as a much better deal for the budget, saying the federal government will be paying for almost the whole thing over the first 4 years. The total cost to the state would only be about $2 million.
A lot of people say, well, that's pretty fuzzy math to come up with that.
That's Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas. He points out the governor's analysis of the first 4 years includes about $115 million in new money for the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP.
Money that we will get anyway, and they're counting as revenue to reduce this cost.
Senator Thomas asked the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Division, or LFD, to look into the governor's analysis. The LFD studies finances and economic trends and provides information to lawmakers. Representatives from the LFD would not agree to an interview, but in an email response to Senator Thomas, LFD Director Amy Carlson said the CHIP funds should not be included when looking at the financial impact of Medicaid expansion. She says that's because the CHIP increase happens due to a change that's not related to expanding Medicaid. Remember, whether or not you include this federal increase to CHIP makes the difference between saying Medicaid expansion costs the state $2 million in its first 4 years or $117 million. And that's just in the first 4 years, which is how far out the governor's fiscal note estimates the cost of expansion. Senator Thomas believes this analysis strategically only looks at the best financial years.
And then cut it off in 2019 before the costs really start to ratchet up.
In 2019, federal law states Montana would only have to pay 6.5% of the cost of expansion. By 2020, that's 8.5%. And from 2021 forward, it's 10%. The Legislative Fiscal Division predicts by 2022 forward, Medicaid expansion would cost Montana's state budget $90 million every year.
That's a real chunk of revenue to just come up with in a legislative session.
Okay, now let's hear the Bullock administration's take. Here's the governor's budget director, Dan Villa.
I think what we're seeing here is more procedural games, just like we saw during the regular session, which denied 50,000 working Montanans from receiving low-cost health insurance.
He's the one who prepared this fiscal note on Medicaid expansion. Specifically, he prepared it to go along with an initiative to expand Medicaid. That initiative will go before voters this fall if it gets enough signatures. Villa says the language of that initiative requires he take into account all changes in federal funds for state-provided health insurance.
It doesn't say only certain portions. It doesn't say only the portions that pertain to Medicaid expansion. It says all.
The Medicaid expansion initiative is being called the Healthy Montana Plan by drafters. President of the effort, Kim Abbott, declined an interview. But when asked if the initiative was drafted in a way to make the finances of Medicaid expansion seem as palatable as possible, she emailed back the initiative has been deemed legally sufficient by the Attorney General's office. She says organizers are excited to be out in communities around the state talking to voters about getting low-income Montanans the health care they need and deserve. To the other problem Senator Thomas has with the governor's fiscal note, that it only estimates out to 2019, Budget Director Villa says measuring 4 years out is the standard.
It's the way it's been done since, I believe, 2007. We're continuing to follow practice.
And Villa says as far as the Legislative Fiscal Division's $90 million a year cost estimates for 2021 and beyond, He has no comment on those.
I don't want to extrapolate what 8 years in the future may hold for Medicaid costs.
What he does say is for the tens of thousands who would be covered by Medicaid expansion, the state would only have to pay a maximum of 10% of their insurance costs. The state pays 25 to more than 30% of the cost for the current Medicaid population.
So bringing these people in is actually far less expensive than the current program we have today.
But the governor's office will have to convince lawmakers of that in order to make it happen. Because even if voters choose to expand Medicaid this fall, it will still be up to the legislature to fund it. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.
Governor Bullock also officially announced his support for the Medicaid expansion initiative today. A press release on the announcement says the plan would help prevent cost hikes the insured population sees when those without health insurance show up in the emergency room and can't pay their bills.